Welcome to Fire Talk Radio, teaching the unfiltered Word of God with the anointing of His Spirit, with subjects on eternity and the choices we make that determine our eternal destiny. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fire Talk Radio. And I'm sorry that due to technical difficulties, I was running late tonight, but I'm really glad that you joined me or will be coming back to listen to the archive. And if you've been waiting patiently, I thank you for that too. Any way that you're joining me, I'm really, really grateful. Tonight is, I'm going to be continuing my teaching on Jesus, the ultimate healer. I'm going to be continuing my teaching on that. And before I do, there is a faithful listener who is looking for prayer for her daughter. Due to confidentiality reasons, I am not going to divulge the name because, as I said, it's confidential. And so, but she's a faithful listener, but her daughter is having some seizures. So I'm going to ask you to join in prayer with me. Now, the last time I spoke with this lady, her daughter was having seizures. We prayed together, came in agreement, broke the attack, but we're going to pray. I'm going to pray, and actually by faith, I'm going to believe that you are, when you hear this, and also when you, if you're live or however it is that if you can listen to the archives or whatever it is that you're going to do, I'm going to ask you by faith to come into agreement with me for her healing. So I'm going to ask you to do that. And Father, we just thank you right now, Father God. We just thank you that this person, this attack against their body, this lady that her child, as you know, Father God, you know what it's like to have a child. You know what it's like to have that child and to watch them suffer. And Father, so I just ask you right now, that you sent your word and you healed us from all our diseases and delivered us from all our destructions. And Father, right now, I thank you that you send your word to this person and that you break every attack of the wicked one. We break every attack of the wicked one right now in the name of Jesus. And we send your healing anointing from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet and the fire of God to burn out everything that is not of you, Father God. Everything that's not in their body that shouldn't be or that you didn't put there, we command it to go in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for perfect wholeness, 100% healing from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. We thank you that they shall live and not die in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for it. And we speak peace over their mother, and we speak total healing, restoration, deliverance, healing, wholeness. In the name of Jesus, the name above every name, and we send your angels to encamp around them. We dispatch them and encamp around them, and also be about them as a wall of fire, God. We look forward to that testimony that this person is going to give, and we thank you, Father, for it. In Jesus' name, the name above every name, amen. And I thank you, everyone, for coming into agreement with me for this person's healing. I thank you for that. And I thank you that you've come in agreement with me. And I also thank you for being a faithful listener and a new listener. So I want to thank you for that as well. Last time when I was here, it wasn't last week. Last week we had a special guest. I don't know if you listened or not, but if you didn't get a chance, I would just go ahead and encourage you to listen to listen to the replay. It's called I Did Not Die but Lived. Very, very powerful. By Regis Andrews. And he gave a powerful testimony, and plus he taught as well. And he ministered, and it was really, really wonderful. It was very wonderful, very anointed, very, very powerful. And so last time I wasn't here, as I said. So I just wanted to just give you a heads up to go ahead and just go ahead and check out last week by Regis Andrews. So last time I was here, we talked about the atonement and the different kinds of atonement. And so I'm going to teach this week. I'm going to talk about spiritual exercises. Spiritual exercises. Did I hear her right? You probably are might be saying, yes, you heard me right. As in a person's physical body, when they exercise, it strengthens their body, builds endurance, and it builds endurance, and it strengthens them, equips their body, just makes them stronger. So our spirit man, if you look at it this way, well, actually, I'm getting ahead of myself. For you ministers out there, you may could relate to what I'm talking about by getting ahead of myself. I'm going to start off from the beginning. That might help, right? Just as we need a strong body to stay healthy, we also need, as I was saying, we also need a strong spirit or spirit man as well. So in Proverbs 18:14, it reads, "The spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness, but who can bear a broken spirit?" Makes me kind of think of if somebody's really been hurt, or they just have a weak spirit because they haven't been exercising, like I'm going to talk about later, their spirit man, they haven't been exercising. But if they don't have a strong, I mean, as I just read it here, it says, "The spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness, but who can bear a broken spirit?" So I guess if you have a broken heart, or, you know, just your spirit is just weak, broken spirit. You know, it gives us, it's not going to be as strong. And also with faith, if we have faith in the word, then we have the ability to believe. It's actually similar to the physical ability, because just like it takes discipline and effort to physically get into shape, which it isn't easy initially. it's not easy to go to the gym and try and be consistent and just, first of all, you don't go to a gym and you start lifting 50 pounds when you haven't done any exercise in a really, really long time, and you've been pretty much sedentary couch potato. You're going to be really hurting if you can lift it at all. And if you say, oh yeah, I can do this, you're not going to be able to do that right away. So just I mean, because it does, it takes discipline and it takes effort to go to a gym or to do any kind of exercise, not just the gym, if it's walking daily or whatever that exercise may be that you enjoy, even if it's just housework, whatever the case may be, that takes discipline and effort to physically get into shape. And just as it takes effort and discipline to get physically into shape, it also takes effort and discipline to get spiritually into shape. 1 Timothy 4:6-9 says, "A good servant of Jesus Christ," is a little subtitle over it, but it says in verse 6, "If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed, but reject profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself towards godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance." And the things of the natural, they're often, well, actually, they're pretty much always patterned after the things of the spirit. Because the developments of the two, they actually have a lot of similarities. Now, here's a good saying for you that our pastor told us a lot at Bible college. He says, "The ear tries words like the tongue tries food." You eat spiritual food with your ears, you chew on it with your mind, and if you swallow it, it becomes part of your inside, or becomes part of you inside. Let me say that again. The ear tries words like the tongue tries food. You eat spiritual food with your ears, you chew on it with your mind, and if you swallow it, it becomes part of you inside. Now, that's something to think about there. Jeremiah 15:16 reads, "Your words were found, and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts." Job 23:12 says, "I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food." Now, Job, he had the right idea, because people are weak spiritually because they don't eat. They don't eat spiritually. There's nothing that feeds your spirit like feeding the word, feeding of the word, like reading the word. So basically, a lot of people, their spirit is weak because they're not eating. They're not eating for their spirit, because we are a spirit. We have a body. I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. We are a spirit. We have a soul, and we live in a body. So the spirit man is a renewed, new creation, and that we got when we got born again, saved. Soul is the emotions, the mind, the will, the intellect. And then the body, we live in that body. And the body, you know, is flesh, and it says, "Oh, I want to eat," or "I want to," you know. And somebody did this illustration they've done a few times at church, one of the pastors. And if you picture three people, if you just picture these words, like you picture you've got the spirit, you've got the soul, and you live in a body. The body, flesh. If the body's wanting chocolate chip cookies, or it's wanting to just lay down and just watch TV, or it wants to sleep all day, And your soul is your emotions running on feelings, what you're feeling. Oh, I feel like I can't do this. I don't feel like doing it. I don't feel like cleaning. I don't feel like whatever. And your spirit man is the part that needs being fed with the word of God, praise, praying in tongues, which we'll get into later. Now, out of the spirit, soul, and body, whichever one of those two speaks the loudest, the other two will follow. If you have a strong spirit man, it's going to dictate to your flesh and your emotions, your soul. So your body and your soul are going to follow your spirit. You're going to be dictated by your spirit. If you're not feeding your spirit man, but you're feeding the flesh, allowing the flesh to do what it wants, if it's sleeping or if it's eating too much chocolate, whatever the case is, and you're just feeding the flesh and what it wants, or being spending time on Facebook for hours and hours at a time. I'm not saying Facebook's not good for certain things. I use it to advertise these shows, so there's a lot of different things. I'm just making examples here, or watching TV for hours. If you're feeding that, and that's going to affect your emotions as well. If you're allowing your flesh to watch soap operas, then those soap operas, when you're watching it, are going to affect your emotions, your feelings, because you're going to be watching it. And if you're watching the crime shows, the murder shows, if you see a person getting murdered, even if it's an act and it's acting, then you're actually, your mind, your brain doesn't know the difference. Your brain thinks that you're actually watching a murder and thinks that you're actually looking at these dead bodies and these grotesque things. It doesn't know any different. So we have to be careful what we watch. And so, with that, we have to be very, very careful. What we watch and everything with that. So, now because as I was saying, our minds, they don't know the difference. So they don't know the difference at all. Now, so we have to just be very careful what we watch, what we let into our ear gates, our eye gate, just whatever it is that we're allowing into our bodies, because what we allow into our bodies affects our spirit man, either for the good or for the bad. So we have to be careful with that, very careful. So faith is to your spirit what strength is to your body. The ability to resist. If you have, for example, if you've got all your, if you're out there and you're exercising your body and you're eating right, you're eating the right vegetables and you're not eating any junk food or a lot of junk food, and then you're taking your vitamins and your body and antioxidants and things like that, your body is going to have more, it's going to be stronger and it's going to have the ability to resist and fight off infections and disease, sicknesses, things like that. And just as it takes strength and a health to resist, in this strength in the body, it's the same thing with the spirit. It takes a faith. Faith is to our spirit. So, like, for example, the strength into our body is just like faith is to our spirit. But it takes the strength to resist and to receive. So I'm going to give you some spiritual exercises right here. And it starts off, number one starts off with confession. And confessing good things, like, for example, confession, it's just really a means of releasing your faith. But confession, when we're releasing our faith, it also helps increase our faith, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when you're confessing, you're hearing it, And if you keep on thinking and saying it, it's eventually going to get inside of you, that good confession, and you're going to believe it. And faith is a matter of full persuasion. So if it's old to you, it's not real to you. So faith is not just saying, it's also believing. And you can't talk doubt. You can't talk doubt and belief. Because if you talk in those, then they're the exact opposite of faith. And it's going to cancel out the faith that you have. So faith calls those things that are not as though they were. And God is the strength of your life, of my life. Thank God he is. And in Psalm 27:1, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" So basically, it's talking about faith being the strength of our life. God is the strength of our life. And God's word, it brings power and it brings life. But we have to mix faith with that word. The more faith we mix with it, the more we'll receive it. And the more it's going to do for us. So we have to mix faith with it, with God's word. When we're doing the confessions and just when we're reading God's word. Because it's very important to believe that the word is actually true and that it belongs and it applies to us. So it's very important that we believe it. And we've also got to, when we're speaking the word of God in our confessions, we've also got to believe that while we're saying it, it's actually working for us. Even the size of, even mustard seed faith. You know, it says if you have this, the size of a mustard seed, faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, "Be thou removed into the sea," and it's going to obey. Even a tiny bit. Have you ever seen that? It's actually the faith of the size of a mustard seed. If you take a pen and you put a dot on a piece of paper, it's roughly about that size is how big faith. That's all the faith, the size of the faith you need to move a mountain, knock it into the sea. So we've just got to believe what we're reading is actually working for us, even if we have mustard seed faith. And we've all been given a measure of faith. So in Psalm 71:16, it says, "I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only." So the strength of the Lord, it's talking about the strength of the Lord there and the mention of your righteousness. And confession is important, because as I was saying earlier, if we have faith in that confession, if we have faith in it, and we have faith in that word, because we're going to eventually, it's going to eventually get into us. So so right here, this is very, very important. So also, another key to victory in our lives in the spiritual exercises is controlling our own mind. Casting down every vain thought and imagination that exalts itself above the word of God. Because controlling our mind and our own thoughts, like toxic thoughts, like if we're thinking, "Oh, I can't do this. I can't give up chocolate chip cookies. I can't give up chocolate. I can't sit here and pray for even 15 minutes. It's just too long. I'm used to being on Facebook for 2 hours. And how can I sit here and pray for 15 minutes?" Because actually, then you're putting toxic thoughts in your mind and thoughts that going against and contrary to the word of God. And you need to cast down those vain thoughts and imaginations and bring them into captivity and to obedience of the word of God. And also with that, I mean, we've all been given a measure of faith, and it's important to control how we think so that our thoughts actually line up with the Word of God. And so, because we've got a lot of weapons, but one of the key weapons, and one of the best weapons, is our mouth, because it says how death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So basically, whatever you're talking out of your mouth, if you're talking negativity and you're always talking that you'll never be healed, you can't do this, you can't do that, you're going to have what you say, basically. But if you're saying, I can do this, I can do all things through Christ, it gives me strength, I can overcome this because he already overcame for me, so I don't have to worry about overcoming because he already did it for me. I just have to press in. I have to walk it out. And basically what walks it out is just trying and just doing the best you can and just working it every day, just being a part of it and doing what you need to do every day spiritually. So it's very important what we say. Because actually, you know, one way, like, for example, when we open, like, for example, we have to be careful, as I was saying, but one of the ways, like, for example, when you or I open our mouths and we say something, it actually interrupts our thought process. So if you keep the word in your mouth, like I was saying earlier, you'll keep it in your mind and then it will get into your heart. Now, a perfect illustration of this will be, okay, now I'm going to have you think of something, just, I don't know, you can just for an example, just think, say, the sky is blue. And I want you to keep thinking the sky is blue. And I want you to keep thinking that thought right now. And then in 5 seconds, I'm going to count from five seconds to zero. And then, but keep thinking the thought now, and I'm going to want you to say your name when I count down from 5 to 0. Now keep thinking in your mind, keep thinking the sky is blue. And now 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Say your name out loud right now. Just say your name, whatever it is. Deborah. Okay, I just said my name. Now, if you look back and you think, did you think about what you, when you said your name, did you think about what you were, that the sky was blue when you said your name? Isn't that cool? You didn't. That is so cool, because that's if we're thinking on a thought, whatever it is, if we forget everything else and we don't say our name, we just, hey, this is the most powerful name, just say Jesus. Because we can be sitting there and overthinking something or worrying or whatever the case may be. We've all got issues, but training our mind and just interrupting it and saying something out loud, saying Jesus or something. So basically, when you're thinking on a thought and it may be contrary to the Word of God, I'm not saying it's sin, but it could just be going against maybe you're worrying or just something, whatever is going on. So what you could do is just confess something, confess a scripture, and that'll give you great help. So I hope that illustration, that little exercise helped you. It's kind of fun, and it's actually pretty amazing that and how that works. As you can't say your own name, or you can't just say, quote, a scripture and think something that you've been thinking on. So Psalm 84, 5 through 7 says, blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. So we go from strength to strength, just like we go from glory to glory, strength from strength, and it all comes with exercise. Just like you don't develop a muscle overnight. You're not going to develop your spirit man overnight. So we are getting stronger and stronger. So just like I can't, if a person is wanting to get fit or they're wanting to lose weight, it's not going to do them any good to go to the gym and just sit there and watch people exercise is not going to benefit them either. And the same as it is it with us. We're not going to just, like if you're in school, you're not just going to sit there and look at people take notes, because if you did, it's not going to do you any good. You have to do it. I have to do it. So we can't watch other people do it and all that. We have to do something ourselves. And we have to be consistent and get on that thing and just stay with it. Now, the second spiritual exercise is speaking in tongues. Our spirit is actually active. It's speaking. And so when our spirit man is active when we're speaking in tongues. Our spirit is speaking when we're speaking in tongues. And we're also building ourselves up and edifying ourselves and speaking mysteries unto God. And I am referring to our prayer language here. I'm not referring to the gift of praying, of speaking in tongues. I'm referring to our prayer language. There's a difference in Corinthians when Paul is speaking of the gifts of the Spirit, the nine gifts of the Spirit, and he's talking about the gift of tongues, the interpretation of tongues, which is actually equal to prophecies, but those are gifts, and they are as the Holy Spirit wills them, and they're when he wants to give them to the person to accomplish what he needs. So I'm not referring to that. Those are awesome gifts, but right now I can pray in tongues out loud. And that's at my will. I chose to pray in tongues right there, which is an act of my will. But the interpretation of the tongue is an act of God's will. I mean, the gift of tongues and the gift of interpretation, those gifts are an act of his will when he wills it. So I'm referring to our prayer language here. So even if we're sitting down and we're maybe whatever it is we're doing, if we're doing the dishes or doing laundry or sitting down and just trying to calculate something that's not really doing anything, just open our mouths and just allow the Holy Ghost to speak through us and praying in tongues while we're doing the dishes, whatever we're doing. And that strengthens, it edifies, it strengthens your spirit, man. It's actually exercise for your spirit. So when we do that, even if we're softly, when we're taking a walk, just all the time, as much as you can, just pray in tongues. But on a side note, also remembering that the Holy Ghost, he wants to have room there to say something. So practice the art of listening. Too, just like any conversation that you have with somebody, they're going to want to interject in there and be a part of the conversation. I mean, it's not a monologue with God. It's a dialogue. So just practice time in there. Yes, you're exercising your spirit man with praying in tongues, which is awesome. But practice the art of listening as well, so that he has a chance to speak with you throughout the day, and be sensitive to what he may. I mean, it says speaking, when we speak in tongues, our mind is pretty much not doing anything. It's just pretty much fruitless. I'm trying to think of the scripture right now, but it's talking of how, for example, we're going to want to build that spirit man up, and we're going to want to, for example, if you're speaking in tongues, it says praying in tongues and praying with the understanding and with the tongues. So if you're speaking in tongues, you're praying in tongues, and all of a sudden you have an urge, you feel like you should say something in English, by all means say it. You know, you could be sitting there, you could be praying in tongues, and all of a sudden you feel like saying, "By his stripes, I am healed." or, you know, you're sending the word, or you're even just saying something and declaring it, like, thank you, God, for the $600 I need for my rent, or something like that. So it's praying in tongues, but with the English now. So that's exercise number two, is speaking in tongues. The first exercise was confession, which would be confessing God's word over our lives, and we could confess it over other people's lives as well. But now number three is praising and worshiping the Lord. Now our spirit never sleeps. So it doesn't need to warm up like our physical body does. When we're doing exercises, it's best to stretch a little bit before. It's best to warm up and a little bit before you're exercising, because otherwise you're going to feel it really, really bad and really hard. So, when we get up in the morning and our spirit is ready to start praising the Lord, and it's actually not being able to do what you need to do. If we're not able to actually do what we want to do, it's a sign that we got a weak spirit there. But if we have a strong spirit, our flesh does not have any strength. Our flesh, unfortunately, it's gonna do anything we allow it to do. And as one of my pastors said, the flesh is a pig. Just as a pig. That's what our flesh is. Because if we allow our flesh to do whatever it wants, that means our spirit man, as I was saying earlier on, is not strong. Our flesh has more control than our spirit man. And that's why we want to do these exercises daily. And you'll find that with repetitions in the lifting of weights and things like that, or even whatever exercise, if you could walk maybe a block, then you start building endurance, and you can walk a little bit further every day or as time progresses. So you just start off doing these a little bit at a time, depends on how mature you are in the Lord, and just however we're all at different levels, and just whatever you feel, just start a little bit at a day, and then keep increasing it and building your endurance, just like you would your physical exercise and endurance. So and we can never actually, our flesh, never, ever, ever going to be satisfied. One thing leads to another. One chocolate chip cookie leads to two, leads to three. One hour on Facebook leads to two. 3 hours of TV. I mean, it's never, ever satisfied. That's why we have to crucify the flesh. So if we can get our spirit man strong, our spirit strong, it'll actually starve the flesh. The stronger their spirit man is, the more aware you actually are of it. So number four, the fourth exercise, the fourth spiritual exercise here, is walking in the spirit. Now, if we're walking in the spirit, we're not going to fulfill the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. We're not going to be fulfilling all of that. And if we're walking in the spirit, we're going to be walking in the fruits of the spirit, which are love, joy, peace, long suffering, which is just another word for patience, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, which is self-control, and faith. So those are the fruits of the spirit. Now, right, we might have some feelings that aren't good, like we might be feeling crabby and, we're in a bad mood and we just don't have the patience to deal with people. Excuse me. But we don't have to act on that, on those bad feelings. We don't have to act on those bad feelings that we're having. Like, if I feel like saying something, which is really just my flesh and just my crabby attitude, because I'm not gonna, then the spirit man that we're strengthening with these exercises, is going to allow us to not say what we shouldn't say. And that self-control, which is a fruit of the Spirit, and the love of God enables us. The love of God working in and through me is going to enable me not to say something I shouldn't, or give a look that I shouldn't, or just roll my eyes at you even, if I'm in a crabby mood, which that's why we need to walk in the Spirit and walking in love. You know, these times that we're having not very good feelings, bad mood, like I was saying, then these times especially, we're going to need to practice our love walk. And that's what we're doing by exercising the Spirit. And when these things happen, like if I was feeling like saying something crabby or rolling my eyes, or just because it's my flesh and it just doesn't want to deal with it, when I don't do that, and I not only do I honor the Holy Ghost by not saying something sarcastic to you or looking at you funny or just being just crabby and irritable around you, not only do I honor Him, but I'm exercising my Spirit by walking in the Spirit, because walking in the Spirit allows, as I said again, the fruits of the Spirit to operate and cultivate in our lives, which are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, patience, which is patience, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance or self-control, and faith. So that's walking, that's going to develop those fruits. So my walking in love by not being crabby to you is actually exercising my Spirit and walking in this, and that's pretty cool right there. So the key to having strong faith and victory is by exercising your Spirit. And me doing the same, of course. Now, consistency also is the key. So if you were to go to the gym, like we're talking in the physical realm here, the natural realm, if you have a membership, this word I was looking for, what word am I looking for? If you have a membership at a gym, let's say, for example, 6 months. And for argument's sake, let's just do an example here just keep it simple and give an example here of a month. If in that month you have every day that you can go to the gym, and the first week you're all gung-ho and you just, I'm going to do this, I'm really going to do this, and you go the first week. Then the next week, you're like, oh, I don't feel like it. I'm so tired. I was up late studying and I just don't feel like it. So I'm just not going to go. And one day not going turns into 2 days, 3 days not going. And now instead of exercising every day or every other day, you're exercising maybe once, twice a week, or you're exercising every other week, and it's going to be once a month. And that's going to, you know, but we're talking about consistency. Being consistent with that, and so it's going to give you more results with that. So consistency will produce more results than intense effort. So we need to have a commitment, be committed to exercising our Spirit as well as our body. Now, the benefits will come from effort and consistency, the real benefits. And actually, a lot of the same reasons that people don't have their goals met physically is the same reason they don't have their goals met spiritually, is because they're not consistent, they're not committed, and they don't make the effort. Now, when the word goes forth, there will be healing. Let me back up a minute, give you those four, just in case anybody is just tuning in now and missed them. The four spiritual exercises I am speaking of right now, the number one exercise is confessing, or confession, you know, confessing the word of God over our lives. And that's a spiritual exercise. Number two is speaking in tongues. Number three, praising and worshiping the Lord. And number four, walking in the Spirit. Now, let me fast forward here. And when the word goes forth, there will be healing. Psalm 107, verse 20 reads, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. 2 Timothy 3:16, All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So basically, when the word goes forth, there will definitely be healing. And when God always shows up and when the word is spoken, then God shows up and he shows up and he fulfills that word that's been preached or that's been spoken out of our mouth. Now get this, out of the 12 out of 19 people that were healed in Jesus' ministry were actually healed on their own faith. That's 12 out of 19 people. So that's a big number, a big percentage right there, 12 out of 19 people. You could think of those people. I'm thinking of maybe a couple of people that were healed by other people's faith would be the centurion, the person that he was pleading for, the servant that was like a son to him, was healed by the centurion's faith because he believed. And another person that was healed, what I'm thinking of would be the Syrophoenician woman had faith that Jesus could heal her daughter, and Jesus said it's not fitting that I should give the children's healing to dogs, the children's bread to dogs. And basically he's calling her a dog because she was Syrophoenician woman, and she says, that's true, Master, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the table. So he says, because of your faith, your daughter is healed. And think about it, the crumb has all of the ingredients that are in the loaf. But those are two people I can think of right now that were the people that received the miracles were because of these two people's faith. But the other ones was the people, 12 out of 19 people healed in Jesus' ministry were healed on their own faith. That's big right there. So faith has a lot to do with it. And as I've been saying, we've all been dealt a measure of faith, even if it's a mustard seed size faith, which we can exercise our faith also by reading the Word of God. And actually, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So that's going to exercise our faith. And so... we can increase that measure that we've been given. And the majority of people are not going to be healed by special manifestations, but actually by their own faith. And that's quite a bit of that's 12 out of 19 people. I mean, hey, the majority of the people, it's saying, I mean, are not going to be healed by special manifestations, but their own faith. So that just supports what I just said about the 12 out of 19 people healed by in Jesus' ministry were healed on their own faith. That was a tongue twister. Sometimes I'm trying to teach all these things at once, and I got all these different thoughts coming in at once about way I want to take it. And so as I'm speaking, sometimes my head and my thoughts are processing and it's all a brrr. So, but anyway. Okay. Now, Actually, if we need faith for healing, we're going to need to hear what the Word of God says about healing. So that would be a good thing to get in the Word of God and look up scriptures on healing and then put them on 3x5 cards or pieces of paper or put them up on the window or, I mean, you know, the door, the mirror, whatever it is you're going to place them at so you can see them always before you, always in front of you, in front of your eyes. And this is in the Bible how it talks about having the word ever on our mouth and always before us, and you know, that we could see it. So basically always speaking it and always seeing it. So with that, now, and so that's increasing our faith for healing, is hearing what the Word of God has to say about it. So researching the Bible, going online, researching, looking up, Googling scriptures on healing, meditating on it, reading it, and reading it. Meditate really means to mutter, to speak softly. It's like a cow chewing on its cud there. I forget the word you call it, but it's just meditating. It's constantly talking about it. Like if I was sitting here and I was just maybe, say if I was knitting or I was on the internet or whatever I was doing, something to do with Fire Talk Radio. And I'm going along doing my thing, and I could say, Jesus was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement that brought me my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. Jesus was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement that brought me my peace was upon him, and by his stripes I am healed. Jesus was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement that brought me my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. So you just keep doing that and doing that. If you're doing the dishes, you can say that, repeat a verse. You're meditating on that verse over and over and over again. It means to softly speak it, to mutter it to yourself, like speaking to yourself. You know, if you're ever there and you say, somebody says to you, what? And you're like, oh, I was just speaking to myself. Because somebody's saying something, I'm like, I'm sorry, what did you say? Oh, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to myself. I said, oh, I'm sorry, you said something. It was only you and me in the room. I thought you were talking to me. It's basically the same thing with meditating, muttering the word, repeating it over and over again. If you're doing the dishes, like I said, or doing something on the internet, even going through Facebook, whatever it is you're doing, just repeatedly over and researching. Once again, researching what the Word of God has to say, right? Because your faith is going to increase by that, and we need faith for healing. So, and this goes for any other area you're dealing with in your life. Research what the Bible has to say for it. It says about it, and then meditate on it, and you're going to get stronger faith for it. Now, the number one reason why people don't receive healing is because they're not for certain that God wants to heal them now. And the number two reason that people don't get their healing is because they don't understand faith. It's not difficult to get Christians to believe God is able to heal them, but that he is willing to heal them now. God wants you healed. He wants me healed. He wants my family healed. He doesn't want one single member of your family or my family or our friends or loved ones, anybody, to be sick at all. And the Bible tells us that God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't love the people written about in the Bible any more than he loves you or me. So, if he healed them, which he did, then he's going to heal you and he's going to heal me. So just in closing here and wrapping it up, as they say, or closing, I just want to say that just I know myself that as I was saying earlier, that if for that subject, we're going to have faith for something, we're going to have faith for healing. We need faith for healing. So we're going to need to hear what the Word of God says about that healing. Now for myself, since I've been doing this teaching series on healing and studying it and things like that, then I've been looking about what the Word of God has to say about it. This is not the only teaching series on healing that I'm doing. I'm doing another one on Monday nights with Dr. Frank Summerall and I. He does an hour of teaching, and then I do another hour of what I feel the Holy Ghost leads me to do, give or take a minute here. And so with all of that, I'm really very much getting feeding my spirit man and exercising my spirit man with the Word of God, and my faith is increasing in God's healing power. And so, and there's going to be a time I'm going to get all the healing scriptures, because our pastor has done, my pastor's name, and I'm very proud to have him as my, well, proud in a good way, to have him and his, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown and Adonica Howard Brown as my pastors. I'm very proud to have them, as I said, in a good way, proud, in a good, proud, prideful way. Okay, not in a bad way. All right, you get the point. But anyway, Pastor Rodney and Adonica Howard Brown are my pastors. Pastor Rodney has some, if you ever get a chance, I shouldn't say if you ever get a chance, I should say when you get a chance, go to revival.com. Now, when you go to revival.com, what you can do, now, okay, revival.com, and you're going to see the little things at the top. You're going to see home, webcast, invest now, and then you're going to see store. And then when you click on the store, you're going to find under, I'm trying to find out for you ahead of time where it's at, but it's called, there's a healing CD that Pastor Rodney has. He quotes every healing scripture there is from Genesis to Revelation. So if you go to revival.com and you go to, actually, it's actually under the music CDs, but it's called By His Stripes. And you may even be able to download it on MP3 file. I'm not sure. But if you go there to revival.com, go to the store, hit music, and you click on By His Stripes, it's By His Stripes CD. And it is, as I said, it is every healing scripture there is from Genesis to Revelation. So, and it's not a bad price. It's like $15. That's not bad at all. I mean, can't put a price tag on healing scriptures. I mean, you could go and you could do all the research from Genesis to Revelation, or you can go buy this. I would highly recommend it. I have a copy myself. It has wonderful anointed music in the background, and then it has, as I said, all the healing scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. So if you're in order to get our faith man built up, our spirit man built up on faith, then we're going to want to get those scriptures in us. So that's one way of doing it, is meditating on those scriptures in that one by His Stripes It's called By His Stripes. And they'll know exactly what you're talking about if you... So, now, as... And that's one way to build your spirit, man. So, in closing, I just want to recommend that to you. And just any way that you can get the word into you about healing. And that's a perfect way to build up your spirit, man. So now I have some, if you feel like you've got the call of God on your life, I've got some really exciting news to share with you, but I'm going to first share, it's about the Bible, the River Bible Institute, and they offer the River Bible Institute, River School of Government, River School of Worship, and it's an awesome school. I went there, and I spent 2 years there, and I graduated cum laude, and so I did, as I said, I did 2 years. And there are people that have done 1 year. There are people done 3 years. There have been people that go there, they'll do their first year. There's a young lady, she did 1 year of Bible college. Now she's actually pastoring a church in England. So everybody's different as to what their call is. If it's 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. I happen to do 2 years, and I'm doing things. And so it just depends on where God is taking you. But hold on a second for this intro here, this promo.
In the world, there is a problem. People are hurting. People are empty. Some very alone. People are broken. Many are lost. What they need is hope. They need healing. They need love. They need a savior. They need someone who will lay down their life. Someone with the fire of God who will hear God's call and bring Jesus to the world. What they need is a revivalist. There is a place called the River Bible Institute, a place dedicated to training believers how to live, minister, and flow in the anointing. And it's for anyone, whether your heart is in business or full-time ministry. This is a place the Word of God is taught and demonstrated. The Word will challenge those of you attending to find clarity in your calling and deepen your relationship with the Lord. It will provide you with a new perspective on how to reach the lost for Christ and live in God's life-changing power. It is a place where you will be empowered to make a difference and set your world on fire with revival. God is calling for all believers. Will you answer?
Now, if you feel you have the call of God on your life and finances has been preventing you from actually answering that call, or even... Basically, if you feel you have the call of God on your life, I have been given permission by the administration of RBI to give you a scholarship. So, congratulations, you have a scholarship to RBI. Another semester is starting in spring. You can call 813-971-9999. And ask to speak to the school or leave a message or try them back. Or you tell them that Deborah from Fire Talk Radio gave you a scholarship and that you want to start in January. And also that applies to River School of Worship. Only thing is they're not going to start again until August of next year. And then there's River School of Government doesn't have scholarships right now. But I'm believing God with you that if you feel you need to do the River School of Government, God will definitely provide the money for you on that. Now, if you feel you don't have the call of God on your life, if you know of somebody that has the call of God on their life, if it's a friend, if it's a family member, whoever it is that's in your life, it could be a neighbor, it could be even a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend, and so on. Or, you know, however that goes, whoever you feel it is, even if somebody comes to you and says, I feel like this person has a call of God on their life, but I don't know, what should I do? Give them a scholarship, but let me know about it, and I can give you the scholarship. Tell them, just give them a scholarship. Say, you have a scholarship because administration gave Deborah Lacewell, who is the host of Fire Talk Radio, permission to give scholarships to my family members, my friends, and everybody out there that has the call of God on their life, that is interested in dedicating a year of their life, 2 years of their life, 3 years of their life. I tell you what, your life will never, ever be the same, nor the life of your loved one that you know has the call of God on their life. And I'm excited. I am so excited to be able to give you, to have the authority to give you a scholarship, and even your loved ones a scholarship. So there might be somebody you're working on right now that you know has the call of God on your life, and they're saying, I don't have the money. Tell them, hey, you don't have to worry about that anymore. You have a full scholarship, a free scholarship that you don't have to pay back. I think that's totally exciting. So I'm really excited to be able to give you that scholarship and to give your loved ones the scholarship. I know I keep saying that, but probably because I am extremely excited to be able to do it. So just let me know by email me at firetalkradio@yahoo.com. That is firetalkradio@yahoo.com. So, and also you can also dial the number I gave you a moment ago. You can also call 866-857-4837. You can call them 24/7 for prayer. Anytime you need prayer. And also the website, once again, is revival.com. And church, if you're in the Central Florida area or anywhere in between, around, or you can go, our church is 10 o'clock in the morning live. We also have Sunday school at 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock is the main service. It's called the main event. And then at 7 o'clock is the evening service. On Wednesday, the midweek service is at 7 p.m. And the we have prayer meeting on Thursday, which is not going to be live online. But any of these services you can watch live online. This is all Eastern Standard Time. And you can even go to revival.com and you can watch video on demand, or even the Great Awakening shows that they have an hour that's also on CTN with Bob DeAndres, Bob and Jane DeAndres. So you can also go, you can watch all of that. Now, a quick thing I want to tell you about that our church is having is we are going to go back to revival.com because I want to share with you that we are going to have a powerful time in the Holy Ghost. It's a ministers and leaders conference, and it is going to be October 19th through October 26th is a ministers and leaders conference, and it's going to be at the River at Tampa Bay Church, and it is going to be every day at 10 in the morning and 7 p.m. at night. It's completely free admission. And it is going to be at 3738 River International Drive, Tampa, Florida, 33610. There's going to be Spanish translation. There's also there's American Sign Language. There's going to be sign language interpretation for the deaf as well. So if you know of anybody that is hearing impaired, then you can let them know that we do have a team of interpreters that do the American Sign Language so that they won't miss a thing. And so that's going to be a Ministers Leaders Conference. You don't have to be in the full-time minister to go. You can be an average, everyday person to go. So you can register at revival.com. And they're going to have a special music guest, which is Leland. So that's Leland, the Christian band, this awesome band there. So we love to have you come out and be a part of that. Now, a quick question. If nobody has ever told you that God loves you and has a great plan for your life, I want to tell you right now, God loves you. He has a great plan for your life. And if you're not sure that if you died this very second, if you would go to heaven, I want to tell you the Holy Bible reads, we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I just want to tell you right now that if you want to make sure that you're going to go to heaven, just mean it with your heart and just repeat after me. Just say, Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. And I want to tell you right now, all of your sins are forgiven you. Always remember to run to God and not from God, because He loves you, He loves you, He loves you, and has a great plan for your life. Isn't that exciting to know that? Just to know how much you're loved by Him. That if you were the only person in the entire world that was there, He still would have died and risen again just for you. So I just want to let you know that, and it's awesome, exciting news. So I just want to let you know. And also, if you know, Jesus is a baptizer with the Holy Ghost and fire. And if you've not been baptized with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, then, and you would like to be baptized with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, we have about 13 minutes. I know we start a bit late because of technical problems, but that's all going to be edited and fixed later for those listening. But we've got about 13 minutes for those listening live. Probably end a little bit earlier than the 13 minutes, but let you know that if you want to be baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, then just repeat this prayer after me. Just say, Jesus, you are the baptizer in the Holy Ghost and fire. And I'm asking you to baptize me in the Holy Ghost and fire with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Amen. Now, fire God right now, fire God right now on you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Fill them, Lord. Fill them up, fill them up, fill them up, fill them up, fill them up. The crown of our head to the soles of their feet, overflowing. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Now put your hand on your belly and just whatever comes out of your mouth, don't speak in English, don't speak in Spanish, don't speak in any language you know. Just start speaking forth whatever comes out of your mouth. Let the Holy Ghost take control of your vocal cords. Speak whatever comes out, whatever it sounds like. If it sounds, don't listen to your head, just let it come out. Shokola baba basaka la baba basukora bada henda la baba sore. Shokola baba bas. There you go. Keep speaking it. Keep speaking it. Keep speaking it stronger, stronger. There you go. There you go. Now just know that there is one filling and many infillings after that. And also, that if you haven't got the baptism right now, don't worry about it, because there have been lots of testimonies of people just running the vacuum cleaner and all of a sudden, shakalabababas, and then they've been baptized with the Holy Ghost and they got their evidence of speaking in other tongues because they got their prayer language, and that is so totally cool. So just be encouraged. Keep standing on the word that God is about, Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost and fire, and you will get that prayer language. And I'm coming in agreement with you, and just know that you are. I'm going to go ahead and close it out now, because I'm not gonna, just going to talk just to talk. So just because I have 10 minutes left, I feel I've said all I need to say right now, except for you are so loved by God. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. You are accepted of the beloved. You are loved by Him. You are valuable. You are precious. You're a precious jewel in the sight of God, and He loves you, and I love you. Oh, and one quick thing. Mondays, Healing is a Children's Bread with Dr. Frank Summerall at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Tuesdays, the Bible study with Dr. Frank Summerall at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Saturday with me at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, unless there's technical difficulties, God forbid, like there was tonight, and I had to start a wee bit late. But unless there's technical difficulties, I'll be on the 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time until I'm done with this teaching. And then if something, I feel the Lord wants me to do something different, like last week with Brother Regis Andrews' testimony, then, there might be a weekend between here and there that has something different. I'm just going to follow the Holy Ghost, so. But I just want to let you know about that, and that I look forward to being with you again, and I keep you in my heart. I pray for you, and you're special to me. You're special to the Lord. As I said, you're accepted in the Beloved. I love you. Jesus loves you. Until we meet again, may He hold you in the palm of His hand and envelop you with His love.